And as conditional use number 2563, George Herker.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval for change of use 2563 for George Herker to operate a mini storage facility with outdoor boat and RV storage based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use as a storage facility is a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Two, the use will be located along Omar Road and is in an area where several small businesses and commercial uses exist within 1 mile of the site, including the applicant's property management business across the road. This is an appropriate location for this type of low intensity use. Three, the use will be a storage facility. No manufacturing, assembly, fabrication, or similar activities will be permitted on this site. The management of the use will occur from the applicant's existing property management company on the opposite side of Omar Road. Four, there was testimony in the record that there is a need for storage facilities in Sussex County. This type of use complements the residential development that is occurring in Sussex County and the newer residential developments that do not allow sheds or long-term parking of boats and RVs on lots. Five, this type of storage facility generates a relatively minor amount of traffic when compared with other types of uses. It will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. DelDOT has stated that the traffic impact will be negligible. Six, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Seven, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use shall be limited to 31 mini storage buildings and the outside storage of boats and RVs. The buildings on the site should be no larger than 40 feet by 40 feet in size and 20 feet in height. None of the buildings shall have water or sewer connections. Security lighting shall be screened with downward illumination so it does not shine on any neighboring properties or roadways. C, the perimeter of the storage area shall be fenced and gated with electronic access. The location and type of fencing shall be shown on the final site plan. The entrance gate shall be located at least 40 feet from the Omar Road right-of-way so that waiting vehicles do not line up on the roadway. There shall not be any manufacturing, fabrication, or similar activities conducted on site. E, there should be only one lighted sign allowed on the site if not larger than 32 square feet per side. F, stormwater management shall be maintained on site using best management practices. G, a 30-foot wide perimeter landscape buffer shall be established along the perimeter of the site with the exception of the entrance and sign areas. This buffer shall include existing trees to the greatest extent possible. The final site plan shall include the details of this perimeter landscape buffer. H, any trash receptacles associated with the use shall be screened from neighboring properties and roadways. I, the final site plan shall indicate all RV and boat storage spaces and parking and drive aisles. The location of outdoor storage and parking spaces shall also be clearly marked on the site itself. J, the use shall be subject to all DelDOT requirements regarding entrance and roadway improvements necessary to provide access to the site. K, no sales or maintenance of boats or RVs shall occur from the site. No hazardous materials or fuels shall be stored on the other site or maybe in tanks or boats or RVs on the site. No junk or unregistered boat trailers or RVs shall be stored on the site. Any violation of these conditions of approval, this condition of use may result in termination of the conditional use. M, the final site plan shall be subject to the approval of Planning and Zoning Commission.
Just one question on condition A, the building size.
Yeah, I got it.
Is it 40 feet by 60 feet in size and 20 feet in height? Because that's what was on the site plan.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so 40 by 60.
Okay, I see that.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that. I'm not sure which one I heard. So.
Second the motion.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2563, George Herker. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
I vote yes for reasons conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Bettyjohn?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0.